8-area group sponsored a forum Sunday with the Democratic contenders for Westchester County Executive. And depending on the outcome of the County Democratic Convention May 10th, there could be a September primary to see who faces off against incumbent Republican Rob Astorino. In general, Ken Jenkins and George Latimer are philosophically aligned, but when it comes to whether to unite behind one candidate after the Democratic convention, their views diverge. Jenkins of Yonkers, who serves on the Westchester County Board of Legislators, remains steadfast in saying that if he does not have the support of convention delegates, he will run in a primary.
The people need to have their voices heard, and that's the primary voters. It is not the district leaders, it's not the party elite, it's not those folks at all. And we in the Democratic Party have almost a responsibility during this time to make sure that those voices are getting heard so we can increase voter turnout, so we increase voter participation. And again, having choice and competition is a good thing. It's not a bad thing.
Latimer, on the other hand, says he will end his campaign if he loses at the convention.
Whatever happens on May 10th, it's going to take a unified Democratic Party to have a clear message for Westchester voters. And I realize that Rob Astorino is a very persuasive politician. He's very good, great communicator. He's got a lot of money. And to offer an alternate vision is going to take as much resources and as much coordination as we can muster. That's why I think the sooner we come together with unity, the better we are. My unilateral statement of being willing to endorse Ken stands without reciprocity. I whether he does or doesn't do the same thing for me, I know that that is the right thing to do, and I'm prepared to help him if I'm not selected that night.
Jenkins had entered the 2013 county executive race, but the convention supported New Rochelle Mayor Noam Bramson. Jenkins did not go on to a primary. He says there is a difference this time in that Democratic voters have been energized since Republican Donald Trump was elected president. Plus, says Jenkins,
Rob Astorino is trying to map out a strategy to run for governor again, and he's trying to relitigate his case against Governor Cuomo. And I think that the Democrats would be making a mistake if we put a state legislator up to allow them to be a foil for that particular thing. My case is that Rob Astorino cannot do that. I've been focused in Westchester County. I'm giving up my county legislator seat to make sure to make this run.
Latimer, who represents the 37th Senate District, believes serving on the state level is an asset.
What I bring to the table, because of my experience, is I've served in the municipal government as a city councilman. I've served in both houses of the state legislature. I have relationships in Albany that are important to have if you wind up being county executive to try to advance issues and so forth. And I think my political experience in running for office over a larger portion of the county, a more diverse part of the county, gives me the ability to understand what a countywide race is going to be like when we get to the general election. It will be tough. I've been through the fire.
Latimer of Rye says he has won his Republican-leaning district 3 times despite being outspent. Democratic Assemblyman Tom Abinanti of Greenberg has decided not to run. Erica Pierce is with Action Together Northern Westchester, which began as a pantsuit group supporting Hillary Clinton for president.
Well, we are first off trying to educate our members on the importance of county government, on the major issues that have been part of our county for the last 8 years, the things that Astorino has done, what we anticipate he will continue to do, and what the alternatives would look like in the hopes, to be honest, that we can have an alternative in the next election cycle.
County Executive Astorino, who is seeking a third term, says he is ready to compare and contrast records with his opponent.
I'm just going to run on my record. Nothing's changing no matter who they put up. And I'm proud of not having raised taxes and cutting them for the last 7 years and strengthening our social safety net, protecting the environment, and working with people across party lines. I mean, that's how we've gotten things done in the county. So, you know, I'm ready. I'm ready whoever it is.
Astorino, who ran for governor in 2014, has won decisively in a county where Democratic voters outnumber Republicans 2-1. While not ruling out another gubernatorial run in 2018, Astorino says he is focused only on the race for county executive. Bruce Campbell moderated the forum in Croton-on-Hudson at the Unitarian Universalist Congregation Church. In addition to serving as vice chair of the Mount Pleasant Democratic Committee, he leads the Up and Up Action Initiative.
I think it would be a shame if the movement became divided in any way, and I think primary elections sometimes have a tendency to do that, to be divisive. There's also a theory that primary elections raise the visibility of the candidates and bring out more energy in the electorate, so that may be a good thing. I hope there is not a primary. I hope that we can come together and unite early on so that we can go to victory in November.
Both Jenkins and Latimer say no matter who ends up the candidate, he will have to work to get Democrats out to the polls in an off-year election. Latimer says that means using a field approach, going door to door. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn in Croton on Hudson.